Scott, SJWelfare.com. Final Days Report, episode 164. New mRNA heart medicine brought to you by the same company that helped destroy your heart with the poison poke. Classic example of problem, reaction, solution. Plus, I want to cover some other end of days news that uses the same model. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. Destroy the heart, provide medicine to the heart. But first of all, if you follow my channel, we were one of the first to talk about the evidence of the first seal open. If you actually look at the word bo, it means toxin and coronavirus. When you get into the etymology of that word, poison crown, then all the evidence of the death. And I think we're just being primed like birth pains for the next bioterrorism launch. There'll be multiple waves of seal one, seal two, and seal three. But here's just another example and evidence of SEAL 1. There's a spike in respiratory illness among children, and it's not just COVID. NPR. The article goes on to say these kids are overwhelming hospitals, and no mention of the poke or VADs being destroyed by the poison poke in these kids. And you think about the masks that these kids had to wear and to be isolated. It's no wonder. Between being poked, between being isolated, and then the face diaper, which is basically is a petri dish. I've heard doctors say you need, if you're healthy, to get out and to be exposed to things. This is just policy gone wrong, and it's evil what they're doing to our kids. But more evidence, SEAL 1 is open. Let's read from Exposé. Government publishes horrifying figures on COVID vaccine deaths. One in every 73 vaccinated people had died by June 2022, and this is over a said period of time, compared to just one in every 172 of not vaccinated people. So what you need to do is look at the rates. According to the official figures published by the UK government institution, the Office of National Statistics, ONS, by the 1st of June 2022, one in every 73 COVID-19 vaccinated people in England had sadly died. During the same time frame, one in every 172 not vaccinated people had sadly died. Look at the rate difference there. These are extremely concerning figures when coupled with the fact that the mortality rates per 100,000, so you need to equivalize the number somehow, are significantly higher among the vaccinated and lowest among the not vaccinated in every single age group as confirmed by the same ONS figures. Check that article out. Dive deep into it. I mean, there's just so much evidence. And when you look at the blood underneath the microscope, it's tainted for the vaccinated. But let's continue with the psyop of this genetic deliberate war. And the good news is we'll cover how this is all in the Bible. US DOD issued a contract for COVID-19 research to a company in Ukraine 3 months before COVID-19 was known to exist. I mean, the evidence is over the top that this was a bioterrorism event. And for those of you that are awake, this is the duh factor, but here's the headline I wanted to cover. Destroy the heart, cure the heart. Problem, reaction, solution. You cannot make this up. Moderna CEO announces development of new mRNA injection to repair heart muscles after a heart attack. This is from Gateway Pundit. Let's read. Ever since the experimental COVID-19 vaccine was introduced, a staggering and horrifying phenomenon has been sweeping the Western world. Yeah, it's called SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. We have seen it happen to athletes, performers, musicians, news anchors, soldiers, high schoolers, healthcare workers, random people, politicians, and so on, just dropping dead. People have been dropping to the ground like flies because of heart-related issues that are in virtually every case caused by adverse reaction to the mRNA jab or poison poke, I like to say. It's undeniable the rise in these life-threatening incidents has a clear proven culprit, as numerous studies have shown a clear link between mRNA spike protein and the litany of complications that are arising. Not only that, but people are dying at unprecedented rate, right? 40% increase in death rate, according to life insurance companies. The evidence has become so overwhelming that as of this week, Florida's Surgeon General has come out and recommended that people refrain from taking the vaccine because it causes a massive 84% spike in cardiac-related death in males 18 to 39. SEAL 1, my friends. Let's continue with this genetic war. This week, the vaccine maker officially announced it has developed a cure for the tyrannical medical industrial complex latest manufactured health crisis. In the wake of all the cardiac-related death and sickness caused by the first iterations of the experimental mRNA vaccine, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel revealed the company's new treatment for heart attacks, another mRNA injection. And I go back to mRNA. I said it last podcast, as Elon Musk said, with the right DNA sequencing and mRNA delivery system, we can turn you into a butterfly. So what are they turning your heart into with this technology? This time, however, instead of going into your arm, it will be shot directly into your heart muscle. Nice. For maximum effect, of course. And the article actually had the word damage with a cross in it, like they crossed out. So I just put damage in red. Let's continue from Ben's Hill. As you say, cardiology, we have now in the clinic a super exciting program where we inject mRNA operating system, those are my words, operating system, in people's hearts after a heart attack to grow back new blood vessels and to revascularize the heart. So it's a bit like science fiction medicine. It's exciting to me. Yeah, they're turning you into a cyborg, patented, tracked, and stacked. This technology, according to the Supreme Court, you are no longer considered human. You are property of these gene-defiling technology corporations. I mean, this is wicked, my friends. But the good news is it's in the Bible. It's in Revelation 18. I want to read a snippet from my book, Seal One is Open, Keys to the Fourth Beast System Rising. I was listening to a podcast with the Health Ranger who had somebody on talking about end times. He's like, I've got something new that is mind-bending about Revelation 18:23. We've been on this for about a year, but the good news is I'm so happy it's coming out with people that really study the Bible on this insight. But we've been on this for about a year. Let's read. With all this doom and gloom, you have to have peace that the Bible is true. That's the good news. And if you've taken this poison book, I don't think it's the mark of the beast. I think it's the primer. The bad news is it actually can help influence the programming. They're trying to turn you into a graphene head tied up to the Internet of Things, this hive mind. So that's the risk of this, but you're not worshiping the image yet. But let's continue to read Revelation 18:23, how it foretold the vaccine with mRNA technology that changes your DNA and defiles the temple of God. When you read this verse, sorcery means pharmakia, also witchcraft and poison with the Greek lexicon. So pharmakia, it's interesting that the rich men and great merchants push this poison or pharmakia. Can you say that Bill Gates as a great merchant of this world? Now read this verse and think about the first seal that we've talked about before. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and that the voice of the bridegroom, Christ, and of the bride, Christians, shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men, i.e. Bill Gates and others, of the earth. For by their sorceries, i.e. pharmakia, poison, witchcraft, were all nations deceived. I mean, it flat out happened. Gates financed the WHO, World Health Organization, and most have been deceived by fear and lies coming from the once trusted medical community. And I've been awake for a long time. I haven't trusted the mainstream news forever, but most people still trust, or at least did trust, the mainstream news. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. I know a ton of Christians that took this poison poke. They took it out of fear, maybe out of having to keep their job, but good night. Don't do it again, because they're going to continue this process and this program, waves and waves and waves of it. Let's continue reading from the book. The world government is here and is funded by these elite, with the World Health Organization, Vatican, World Economic Forum, and UN. Centralized control is only going to get more concentrated as these tech companies take over. And again, I think the 10 kings, 10 kingdoms, are tech companies with one mind, diverse than all the rest. Somehow they're linked into the old Roman Empire. I think it could be a combination of both. Let's continue. Don't believe me. The elite are bragging they can take away God in their news broadcast from the Independent. Disabling parts of the brain with magnets can weaken faith in God and change attitudes to immigrants, study finds. So they're manipulating your brain with technology. People were magnetized with this poke. From the Independent, I'll read it again. Disabling parts of the brain with magnets can weaken faith in God and change attitudes to immigrants. Good night. They should not be doing these scientific research studies on immigrants. I mean, it's just wickedness, my friends. But again, I'm happy that this is starting to get into the mainstream, because my small ministry will not reach the masses unless you share the video, right? Share this book. And again, I'm having some email problems. I'm a bit over the target. If you've emailed me and want this book, I apologize. I'm not getting all the requests. So Seal One is Open, The Keys to the Fourth Beast Kingdom, Iron Graphene Oxide Mix and Clay U. It's an ebook on Amazon. But let's continue with the divide and conquer. The deception is so great. I did the podcast, Why Are the Elite Poking Russia for War? And I call this a 70-30 split. 70% they're really poking Russia. They want Russia destroyed. But 30%, Russia's part of the BRICS nations. BRICS nations appear to be the World Economic Forum winner. So we might just be watching theater. Now, this is part of that 30% theater that I just saw from the World Economic Forum. And the article goes back to October 2021. But let's read. Russia joins Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution Network. So the Fourth Industrial Revolution is from Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, right? With Noah Harari, the futurist for the World Economic Forum. Well, he basically said that free will is dead, right? This is that beast tech system of transhumanism. So Russia's part of that. Russia poked their people. Russia's launching 5G, 6G that actually communicates at the cell level, that I think is the fake Holy Ghost. It's this transhumanism system. They're playing ball. But there's going to be a war to see who can run it all, my friends. The Russian Federation and the World Economic Forum announced the Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The center is an autonomous, non-for-profit organization hosted by ANO, Digital Economy, and will be the platform for public and private cooperation, artificial intelligence, and the Internet of Things. They're going to hook you up to the Internet of Things. This hive mind are key areas of focus for this new center. I mean, it sounds like the pit of hell. No more free will. Policies and frameworks will be shared and scaled through the Global Center and the Fourth Industrial Revolution Network. Wicked, right? Let's continue reading. Russia will take a leading role in shaping the trajectory of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Today, leaders from Russian Federation and the World Economic Forum announced the Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution. That just reminded me of the scripture, wars and rumors of war, but do not fear, and I'm butchering it, but are we watching theater, my friends? And then the other PSYOP I wanted to cover, this is a free speech destruction, and I think it's personally, my personal opinion, I think it's by design, because everything will be hate speech. The King James Bible for sure will be hate speech. Let's read the headline from Newsweek. Kanye West should face permanent social media ban, anti-Semitism watchdog. But this just screams like a PSYOP to me. Let's read. The controversy around West's social media activity began last week after he appeared at a Paris fashion show wearing a shirt that read White Lives Matter. During the fallout, he shared a screenshot Instagram of what was reported to be in the text message exchange with Sean Diddy Combs. In the back and forth, West wrote that he would show the Jewish people that told you to call me that no one can threaten or influence me. West later wrote on Twitter about going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people and said he can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew, his words. But I want to show you where he actually supposedly did this at this demonic show, this demonic fashion show. I mean, this is just from the pit of hell. They're telling you, they're laughing at us. And then all of a sudden, because of his words, he's going to be banned from free speech. They're priming the pump to ban us all from social media.
When you think of Paris Fashion Week, you think of elegance, beauty, and sophistication. But Balenciaga turned it into something else, with models tramping along through the muck like unimpressed dog walkers. The fashion house is known for its eccentric concepts, but a lot of viewers couldn't get their heads around the mud-filled exhibition. In and amongst all of the mud, Kanye made his debut as a catwalk model. The musician opened the show in a massive padded coat, with his cap worn low and his hood up. The 45-year-old was also bearded and dressed in black from top to toe.
I mean, just evil. That fashion show is from the pit of hell. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. So Scott with SJWellfire.com, thank you for your support. And I got to tell you, I need your prayers. For about a month, maybe 2 months, we have had our mail get compromised. I've ordered 2 driver's licenses that have not shown up, a couple credit cards that we had to cancel because of fraud. And then also we've had checks that went missing that we actually had to cancel. I mean, good night. It's been interesting. So the persecution of the saints is happening. Pray for this ministry and God bless.